We got to get to Carla Broussard. Last week, we got to visiting too much, and we didn't get enough of information about your book. So we were on Chapter 6 of this new book from Carla Broussard, The Cajun Apologist, and it is called Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. Good morning, Carla.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yes, the Cajun came out of us last week, right?
Yeah, we got the talking food and seasonings and stuff. Yeah, I know.
That's true, yeah.
So chapter six, this is going to be like chapter six, part two. Kind of reset it for us, if you will.
Sure. Yeah, so basically we're trying to help an individual out who says, you know, how can I believe in God when I've never really encountered any good argument? So it's like a valley. Mm. So it's the absence of evidence, right? So it's a valley that we need to feel as we prepare this way in light of the motif of John the Baptist. Mm-hmm. And I began to try to articulate it. And the problem with this proof, it's philosophical proof for God's existence. And often people are not trained to think philosophically, to think on these levels. So it is a bit difficult to try to summarize here in a few minutes that we have, but here's how we can do it. We look at the tree outside. We notice that at some time the tree didn't exist. At some time in the future, the tree is going to go out of existence, right? But what I notice is that the tree does exist right now. It's different. It's distinct from nothing, right? It's not nothing. It's something, right?
Right.
So it exists. Now, as a philosopher, when I look at the tree outside, I ask myself the question, I say, okay, does that tree exist by nature? In other words, does it belong to what a tree is that it exists? For example, does it belong to a triangle to be read, written in chalk, or drawn in chalk?
Oh,
no, it doesn't. But it does belong to the nature or the essence of a triangle to have three straight sides, right? Because there never can be a time when a triangle doesn't have three straight sides. Why? Because it belongs to the essence of a triangle to have three straight sides.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what a triangle is,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
So what it is, the essence of a triangle, is to have three straight sides. Okay. Now, when I come back to the tree, I say, okay, well, does the tree have existence like the triangle has three straight sides? Or is the existence of the tree kind of like the redness of the triangle drawn in chalk on the chalkboard? Well, when I think about it, I have to conclude with the latter. That tree outside, it doesn't have existence like the triangle has three straight sides. Why?
Right, right.
Because there was a time when the tree didn't exist, and there's going to be a time when the tree goes out of existence.
Wow.
So if the tree had existence like the triangle has three straight sides, well, then there could never be a time when the tree doesn't exist. But obviously, that's not the case, right? So what I've come to the conclusion, and I point this out, spell this out in my book, is that the tree doesn't have existence by nature like the triangle has three straight sides by nature.
Right.
So guess what? That tree, it's going to have to receive its existence from something else, from something outside of itself, okay? Because it can't give itself existence, right?
Right.
How could it give itself existence if it doesn't have existence by nature? So it's going to have to receive it from some cause, from something outside of itself. Now, if that cause is just like the tree, and that cause doesn't have existence by its very essence or nature or what it is, if it doesn't belong to its nature, but then it's going to have to receive existence from something outside of itself, right? Now, this kind of series of causes, right, it's very much like you have a chain of links, you know, a chain holding up various links, holding up a lamp, suspending it in air, right?
Right.
Now, let me ask you guys something. Could there be an infinite number of links in that chain in order to suspend the lamp from the ground? Or would that chain of links have to stop with something outside of the links itself, right?
Hmm.
I mean, like, if you're trying to explain, well, why is the lamp being suspended from the ground? Well, because of the link, the first link in the chain that's holding it up. Well, why is that? Where does the power of that link to hold the lamp up come from? Well, the chain, the link before it, and the link before it, and the link before it. So if we say, well, there's an infinite number of links in the chain, is that going to explain why the lamp is being suspended from the ground?
Mm-mm.
Of course not. You need a beam up there, right? You
got
to have it hooked on to something. So, too, there can't be like an infinite number of causes of the tree's existence, right, that doesn't have existence by nature. There's going to have to be some cause in there,
gotcha.
Some cause in that series that has existence by nature, that has the power to give existence. Otherwise, the tree wouldn't exist, but the tree does exist. So there must be some cause that has existence by nature that doesn't have to rely on anything outside of itself in order to receive its existence, because it has existence. Just like the triangle doesn't depend upon something else in order to have three straight sides. That's just what it means to be a triangle.
Right.
So to this cause that we arrive at philosophically, this first uncaused cause, doesn't have to rely or depend on anything else for its existence, because existence is what it is. It belongs to its very essence. It belongs to its very nature to exist.
Yeah.
So just like you couldn't have an infinite number of links in the chain to suspend the lamp from the ground, so too you couldn't have an infinite number of causes causing the tree to exist without a cause that doesn't have existence by nature. So you need some source from which to receive existence. Think about this. Here's one more example before
okay.
We
have about three minutes left, Carla.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Good. You gave me some extra time today, didn't you? So think about this, guys. I think this might be helpful. Consider a series of interlinked train cars, right?
Okay.
Now, let's say we freeze frame this series of train cars that are moving. We freeze frame. And we pick one of those cars in the series that's being pulled by another car. Now, does that car have the power in itself to give motion to the other car, like car A pulling car B? Well, car A, that doesn't have any motion,
right?
Any power to give motion by itself. It's getting its motion from car B, right?
Mm-hmm.
And B's pulling A. Well, B doesn't have the power to give motion either, because it's receiving it from car C. Car C's pulling car B, right? Now, notice in that series, let's hypothesize. Let's say that series of train cars has no engine car, right?
Wow,
would any of those cars have motion?
Mm-mm, no.
No. Mm. Why? Because none of the cars has motion to give to the other. Car A can't receive it from car B because car B doesn't have motion. Car B can't receive motion from car C because car C doesn't have motion.
Right.
You're going to have some car that does have motion, that does have the power to give motion, but not relying on some other car to receive its power to give motion. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. So let's get back to all these causes that we're hypothesizing for the tree's existence.
Not a minute.
If we say none of those causes has existence by nature, well, then no cause is going to be able to give existence to any other cause, and thus the tree is never going to exist. So, but the tree does exist.
Yeah.
Therefore, there has to be some cause in the series of causes for the tree's existence that has existence by its very nature. It doesn't have to receive it from anything outside of itself.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't depend upon anything because it has it. It has it by virtue of its very nature. It belongs to its essence to exist. And that, my friends, is what we call God.
I like that. I think the studio audience loves it too, Carlo.
Yeah, so I would encourage them to check out the book.
Good.
Because I spell it out step by step in the book in a very clear way.
Beautiful. Oh, my friend, thank you so much. We just love listening.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Carla Broussard, the Cajun Apologist. The name of the book is Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church, a great apologetic work. And where can we find it, Carlo?
Shop.catholic.com.
All right. Beautiful. Or check out that local Catholic bookstore. There's plenty of them in our area. God bless you, my friend.
God bless you, too.